Okay, let's continue with Hilchos Pesach, Tav Nun Bet, Zman Hagalas HaKelim, when to do Hagalas HaKelim. So Aleph, Yesh Lizeher LaHagil Kodem Sha'ah Chamishit. So he says, the best ideal is to definitely do Hagalas HaKelim before Pesach, Erev Pesach, the latest is Erev Pesach up until the beginning of the fifth hour or the end of the fourth hour. Right, or obviously any day before that. Today, shalayt starech ladaktek yimakilim b'neyoman olav. So that this way, you avoid more issues. Because before you reach the fifth hour, we're talking about either, it's again, it's a machloket of a terabala or a surabala, we learned this, but you could be somech on heterabala. And that's what, in this siman, he's being make it like a terabala. We're going to see some achronim, don't understand if he holds Isura Bala. But anyway, the point, it's a Machloket Rishonim. So, depending on the circumstances, one can pick, Maran can pick which way to the Paschal. So anyways, so that's why you avoid certain issues if it's Zman HaTera Bala and it could be Batal B'Mashe, we'll explain. So you don't have to make sure if the kelim were last used with chametz within 24 hours or not. Or then you don't have to worry so much if the kli that you're kashering it in the walls are 60 times the amount of the water or the pot that you're using, and you can have other issues. This way, you don't have to worry about it being batel b'shishim, because again, it's all being done early, before, while it's still the Zman of Heter Achila. V'chein, even though it's Darabanan level, but at this moment, but that's still Yisur Abala if it's Emi Darabanan. V'chein, im magil kelim, shebliyatan mu'etet, im kelim shebliyatan meruba. And also then they don't have to worry about it. You can be magil kelim, all kinds of kelim. It doesn't matter how much they absorb and don't absorb. And also, there could be issues if you leave your kalium in the hot water for too long. So in other words, if you leave it in there for too long, what happens? It can reabsorb back in. And therefore, and then you don't have to necessarily be as careful that the water stays completely boiling hot. Okay, because all the chashashas are afraid that you're going to get when you kasher the kelim with hagala, chametz can come out of the kli that you're kashering, goes into the water, and then it can go back inside. And so, again, if you know for sure it's notein tam, and you know for sure it's batel b'shishim, then doesn't really matter, mikar adin. But this way, you don't have to worry so much, and less chances or opportunities for mistakes. So therefore, we kasher it early in the morning, or obviously the day before. Okay. Some of the poskim point out, or Mefarsh poskim, or Chasholcha and Chazanish point out that that the difference here in particular, why the Mechaber is Mekel and considering it Hetera Bala, is because we're not talking about food that gave off flavor. Real chametz that gave off flavor into a kli is a lot more powerful and potent. So there, Ramachmer to say Yisura Bala. Here, this is like no tain tam, no bar no tain tam. It's like secondary through kalim. The bliya went from food into one kli, and then later it goes from that kli into the water, into another kli, and it becomes a very weak absorption, power, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch is meikel, and just for this halacha, even lechatchila, he considers it hetera bala. There are some where machmer, of course. Haga. The Pri Chadash is for one. Haga, ach rabim chokim usvir lu de'ein hagala bo'eles klum im ein hamayim rotchim. Okay, now the Rama writes that some argue and say no, the water must be boiling hot, and again, many of the Farshim questioned the Ramah, saying the Shulchan Aruch also says that the water must be boiling hot. So, okay, we'll leave that as a question. So anyways, whenever you kasher with Hagala, we make sure that the water is boiling hot. Okay. Al kain yesh lizar afilu kodem zman yisur shanuchu mertichatan kol zman shemagil. And so therefore, all the time that you're koshering it, you make sure it stays very hot, boiling hot. V'shelo yachnis hakelim ad she'artichu hamayim. And you don't start doing hagalas kelim until the water boils. V'chem kedei shelo yitzarech lahagil hayora hagadola shemagil ba'atchila v'sof. You don't have to kasher the pot that you're doing the kashering. There you go. As long as you're doing it before the fifth hour, you don't have to worry about kashering your pot. Okay. Now, if you didn't do hagala before the zman yisuro, in other words, before the fifth hour, yachol hagil ad ha-pesach, you're still able to do agala the rest of the day. She'az chametz mashu, but it's still chametz b'mashu. Ve'eno mo'il hagala. She'chozer. Once Pesach starts, then that's when chametz is aser b'mashu, and then it doesn't help to do any kind of hagala, but there's always a tiny amount of chametz in that water. She'chozer u'boleya, and it goes back inside. Okay. And here we're talking about if it's a ben yomo. But if it's an eno ben yomo, strictly speaking, according to Shulchan Aruch, you could kasher it, and according to the Ramah, you still can't. Aval, mutar l'aben kli toch ha-pesach. But you are allowed to, according to the Ramah, you are allowed to burn kelim, or yidu libun, on Pesach itself. But there's nothing going back and forth, backwards. That's osir b'mashu. Ukeshamagil kodem haPesach le'achar sheishot. And if you do agala after the sixth hour, tzarich lizar b'chol advarim aniskarim. Then you have to be machmer for all the things we worried about. That it's eno ben yomo. That it's batel b'shishim. Right, everything else. She'ein tzarich lizar ben kodem sheish. And then you don't have to necessarily. You don't have to be as strict if it's before in the morning. Okay, bet. Yesh lizar milahagil kli abasar or kli chalav biyachad. So one should be machmer, to be careful, not to at the same time do agalas kelim with kelim that are some that are meat and some that are milchak at the same time. Aleim kain echad behem eno ben yomo. Unless you know that one of them is not a ben yomo, then it's not gonna be a problem. Okay. Right. According to the Ramah in Yeradeya, even b'di'evid, it's aser to do this. So that's the din. Kol shekain kli shel iser, and certainly if it's a kli shel iser, all right, the yesh lizar is going on basar b'chalav because it's a terabala. Al kain nagush lo hagil shum kli ben yomo, and therefore keep things simple. We never do hagala. Obviously, there's extenuating circumstances, but otherwise, we never do a gala unless we wait for it to not be a ben yomo. We always wait for 24 hours to go by, and we avoid problems. Okay. So both, right? So both for basar b'chala, for iser, and for chametz and pesach, we always lechatchila wait for 24 hours to pass. Okay, gimel. And that the Kaf HaChayim agrees with the Rama. Gibbon. Lo yaniach kelim harbe l'toch kli v'yag ilim yachad im nogim ze baze. So here he writes, you should not, whenever you're doing Hagalas kelim, you should not throw in a bunch of kelim touching at the same time. You should just throw in one at a time. You can take them out together. Like if you have some kind of a net or some kind of a big metal or some kind of a big kli that has holes with the water going through, so all the water at the same time is the same boiling temperature, then to dip it in. So then, all right, I'm sure most of us are used to seeing this by tevilas kelim. They have such ideas, kelim. So you can dip. So even though by tvilas kelim, it's okay to put them in all at the same time. Maybe just shake a little bit, just because once the water is there, it'll get through. But when it comes to kashering, it's we don't want the kelim to be touching each other, and then therefore the boiling hot water does not get in between all the spots. Right? The weight of the, especially with the weight of the kelim, it doesn't necessarily allow on all spots for the boiling hot water to get through. So I know I've seen some that are not makpid, and I've seen some, right, that you need to be makpid. So I don't know, ask your Rav. But you're right, I have seen when they're not, some are not makpid. But this is okay. I'm not sure the answer on that one. But I did see that some say if you shake it carefully, and if you don't do a lot of utensils at the same time, and you do shake it carefully, it's safe to say, or it is, they say it's safe to say that the boiling hot water will get in between. So there is, okay. I guess it also depends how many kalim. Okay. It's not as necessarily as black and white halacha. Even in, right? It's a recommendation in Gimel, but obviously, a strong recommendation. Dalet. Im magil bitzvat, yigalgel hakli, and if you're using tongs to dip in your dishes for hagalas kelim, you have to make sure you move around your tongs from one spot to another, because wherever your tongs are touching, it's not going to get kosher. Im lochem yimkom atzvat, in that space where the tongue is touching, lo salik dikula damaya, the hot water is not able to pull out the chametz in that spot. So again, it's the same concept of having dishes touching if you put them all in together. But again, it depends if you shake them and how many dishes at the same time and if they're tight and loose. Again, by Tvilas Kelim, it's definitely more makil because there's the whole concept of hashaka and just needs to be moist, and then we say all the water connects. But by here, you actually need boiling hot water to be properly touching all spots at all times. Okay. Hey, you can never do hagala with hot water springs. It doesn't matter how hot it is. Mipnei she'ena toldat ha'ur, because the fire doesn't come from, the heat of the hot water. The hot water doesn't come from heat from fire, which is how it became not kosher. Right? How it's the same way it goes in, it has to go out. So if it went in through fire heat, it has to come out through fire heat. Not okay. Ma bo'o ayidei toldot ha'ur, af poto ayidei toldot ha'ur. So whatever, we just said that. So it has to be the same source as well. Okay. Haga mil im nishtamish bo rak b'mei teveria magi'ilo vahen. However, if it, you never cooked with it on a flame, you always cooked with it with the hot springs, so that's how it became treif. So then it's for sure you're allowed to use chamei teveria or chamei tzedek, whatever. Then you for sure can use chamei teveria for those dishes because they were only used with chamei teveria. They were never heated up by fire. Okay. Ve'en mag'ilin b'shum mashke rach b'mayim. And in here, the Rama writes, you only use plain water to kasher. Not anything else, no other liquids. Mil bedieved mehane hagala bechol mashke. But bedieved, if you did hagala with other liquids, we say it works. Right? There's a concept that perhaps only plain water, when it's boiling, can pull out what's in there. But once you have other ingredients in the water, it affects the potency of the water to pull things out. Okay. Im magil. One second. Yeah, so I think it's mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah that some use some kind of afer or soap, and it's not recommended. Or if you're going to use it, you can clean it with soap or whatever you want with soap, and then spill it out, and then do it again with plain water. Okay. Im agil harbe kelim biyara atshemero plita the kelim nasu amayim kitzir. And if you're doing so many agalas kelim, and now the water becomes, I don't know, I'm not exactly sure how to translate this. I don't know. Some kind of a sauce or very discolored or dirty. Thick. Okay, thick. Okay, fine. Ein lahagil od be'otan amayim. You can't use that water anymore. So I'm not sure what that means exactly because I've never seen water turn thick from a galus kelim. But maybe if it was dirty dishes, but they need to be clean first. Anyways, lamaisa, it needs to look like clean water. Uh-huh. So someone's saying if you use silver, it's more common. Okay. So I guess the question is in how dirty or how not clear. So it's, okay. Good question. Vav. Kli gadol she'eno yachol achniso toch kli acher mechamat godlo. Let's say you have a kli. It's too big to put inside a pot to kasher. You have one big pot for kashering and you have another big pot. What do you do? Oseh safa, you can't get it in 100% inside. So what do you do? Oseh safa lefi betit kadeshi malei heitev egil amayim bisfato. You use some kind of, you build, I don't know, some kind of, you can use clay or some kind of a material. You obviously can't, if for Pesach, obviously you can't be using dough. But you have to build some kind of a lip on the outside, not on top of the lip of the kli, on the outside of the lip, below the lip. Just below, just on the outside, and have it go all the way around, and then it has to go, you know, build it up vertically, so that this way, what you're basically doing is, you can be able to. Now you're going to be able to. Here, let's keep reading. So now, because you added this lip from the outside, but not touching the top of the lip of the kli itself. It has to be right next to it on the outside, because the top of the, you also need a kasher, the top of the kli itself, the lip itself, the top of the lip. So now you're able to, it basically it extends and raises the walls. So now you can fill it up completely, and it's overflowing over your pot that you're trying to kasher, and it overflows, and the water stays in there because you created this extra external lip, and now you can boil it, no problem. Or you kach even rotachat or lapid esh, or all you, or v'yeshechel etoch beodor roteach, or you just take this regular pot without building this extra thing. You fill it to the top, to the rim. Obviously, the lip is not getting koshered yet, but you fill it up to the lip, to the rim, and then you drop in boiling hot stone inside, and then that makes it overflow. And then the boiling hot water, right, it keeps it that same temperature, and it's, right, if you just keep pouring water into the pot, then it's going to be a level of iroi. So this way, it's on the fire, and you're using a boiling hot coal, or a stone, and therefore it keeps it to the same level of hagala, and that's what makes it overflow, and that's how you do that. Zayin?
Part of the sieve sounds like you don't actually have to kosher the outside of the pot. The hot water doesn't need to get to the outside of the pot.
Right, and neither of them, you don't need to.
The lip. You're allowed to cover the current lip. You just need to get all the way up to the side.
No. The first case is you have to build it outside the lip.
Outside the lip.
Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah says that also. He's not the only one, but just to clarify. But
so you can do the inside and the lip.
You have to kasher, right. Basically, Hagala needs to work 100% for the inside and the lip. And the outside, you don't cook on the outside and things don't transfer from the outside. You pour over the lip, but the Hagala is only 100% effective on the inside and the lip itself, and the whole rim. Zayin, let's do Zayin. Noagim, lishtof hakli b'mayim karim achar Hagala miyad. And then the minang is, immediately after you take it out of the pot, when you're doing hagala in the pot, immediately you dip it in cold water. Or you rinse it off, which is easier. And the point is, because, again, this is a din lechatchila, b'dievet it's okay. But the idea is the hot water that you're in pulled out. When you did agala, the hot water pulls out the chametz. Now that chametz is, some of that chametz, again, it is a mashu, but it's still there. That's why you want to do it early, before Pesach. And it's floating around in that water. And now that water, when you pull out your kalim, some of that chametz balua water has is hot on your kli. And we're afraid if you leave it like there, again, it's unclear exactly how long, but if you leave it there, it could theoretically go back inside your kli. So you don't want to let that chametz, the hot water, sit there, and you just rinse it off. And then this way, immediately, and then this way, the hot water doesn't have a chance to put the balua back inside. Okay, Tav Nun Gimel. Let's get started. Dinei achitim etchiratam lematzot. So we're going to begin now about some of the different ingredients we'll start with for matzah. What you could use for matzah. Aleph, elu devarim shiotzim behem yidei chuvat matzah. These are the things that you could be yotze with to eat the mitzvah of matzah. Certainly for the first night. And again, this famous machloket, is there a mitzvah for all 7 days to eat matzah or not? But whenever there's a mitzvah of eating matzah, then you can be yotze the mitzvah with chitim, v'sorim, v'chusmin, shibolet shual, v'shifon. Right, so that's wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. V'hamin ha'blikach lechatchila chitim. And lechatchila, what do we use for matzah, for the mitzvah? Is we use wheat. Why? Because that's what we enjoy most. And so therefore there is hiter mitzvah, since that's what we enjoy more. Aval, lo be'orez u'shar mini kitniot. But you cannot use for matzah, to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, you cannot use rice, and you can't use legumes, or any kind of beans, etc. V'gam, and Mishnah Berurah points out, I mean, Davar Yaduah from Shas, it also includes dochan, or millet. This also cannot be used for matzah. V'gam, einam ba'im lidei chimutz. Not only that, all these, anything besides the 5 grains, we mentioned the 5 grains, that, you know, that's what we say a motzi on, that's what we could use for matzah. Anything else can never possibly ferment halachically and can never become chametz. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes, right, and because in order to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, you can only be yotze with a mitzvah of matzah if it's an ingredient that can become chametz midaraisa. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch continues, umutar la'asot mehem tavshil. You can take fresh rice or leg kidneys, and you can cook with them on Pesach and eat them on Pesach. Because there's no problem. Okay? Haga, v'yesh osrim. And we all know the minag of Ashkenazim. He said, v'minag of Ashkenaz l'hachmer v'ein l'shanas. And that's the minag, and we don't change that. Minhag Ashkenaz is not to allow rice and kidneys, and the basic main reasons for this, again, there's different thoughts, but how the minhag started exactly and why. One of the main reasons is because it used to be that some of the grains, whether they're full kernels or just flour, they were stored relatively together, and they can get mixed up. And when you think you're taking only kidneys or rice, and you're cooking it, and then it turns out there could have been a grain, a kernel, or some flour from wheat mixed in, and you're actually making chametz. So to avoid, apparently that was on some level common in those days, so therefore they made such a gzera, or a minag, whatever. And another reason given is because if people were to start making bread made out of rice or other legumes, so then people might think, oh, if you're, they don't realize that it's rice bread, and they might think it's some kind of one of the 5 grains. Maybe they'll assume oats are okay, for example, and they might start making real chametz. So whatever, okay, a little bit. Yeah, the Bira Lacha quotes another reason. He says, sometimes one of the 5 grains, if it doesn't grow properly in a particular year, it could actually look like kidneys. And therefore, a person will say, oh, of course, this is kidneys, and use it, but it's mamish, chita, or whatever one of the grains are. So again, it's unclear exactly, but That's definitely the minhag to avoid. Okay, any kind of chametz on Pesach. And this applies even on the eighth day of Pesach in Chutz Laretz. Miru, Pashut Enosrim B'dieved Im Naflu Tocha Tavshel. But the Rama points out that even if you have by mistake some kind of kidneyus and rice fall into your food, your Pesach food, and you don't have to worry. The Tavshel is 100% kosher. Okay. V'chem mutar lahadlik b'shman. So obviously the kelim are not an issue. You know, if you go to your Sephardic friends, v'chem mutar lahadlik b'shmanim manasim lehem. You're even allowed to use them, right? If you can make oils from these kidneys, and you can use them. And there's no isra hana v'ein osrin inaflu letoch a tavshil. And it doesn't osir your tavshil. V'chein mutar lahashu b'nei kinim abayit. And you're allowed to own them. You're allowed to own them. You don't have to. You definitely don't have to sell them. It's clear. No machlokas v'zera akliza v'anis v'elinder. So I don't know. It could be dill. Depends how you want to translate. It could be dill. It could be anis. Maybe coriander. So any of these things, enamine kidneys, these are not kidneys. And mutar lachem pesach ken nir eli. No problem. Okay, we'll stop.